The religion and political machine in America is undergoing rapid changes, but the changes are in tune with the rapid decline of popular culture, and that's not good. You're listening to Longitude. It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2007. I'm Darris McNeely. A recent issue of The Economist told of the declining influence of the American religious right, particularly that of Dr. James Dobson, probably the most influential evangelical leader in recent years. Dr. Dobson, with his focus on the family ministry, has exercised tremendous clout with the American evangelical community. His organization has an annual budget of $150 million and employs more than 1,300 people and has a mailing list of 6 million names. One author has dubbed his operation a, quote, Jesus machine. But Dr. Dobson is 70 years old and is probably nearing succession. Some of his latest initiatives have not gone the way he planned. His support of various political moves and individuals have failed. Even the evangelical community seems to be shifting from an emphasis on morality alone to include the issues of international justice and climate change. Other leading evangelicals have shown a willingness to work with other liberal groups on such matters as the tragedy in Darfur, sex slavery, and AIDS in Africa. Indeed, the times are changing. Recent months has seen several conservative politicians, moralists, and evangelicals caught up in scandal. The evangelical preacher Ted Haggard was caught in a sexual scandal involving a homosexual partner. So was Republican Congressman Mark Foley. Bill Bennett and Ralph Reed, in different ways, fell prey to the temptations of casinos. Tom DeLay and Duke Cunningham, both congressmen, lost their seats in Congress due to violations of ethics laws. Hypocrisy is not selective in who it afflicts. Democrats or Republicans, religious or non-religious, we are all subject to the temptations of our affluent, globalized world. Americans are fabulously wealthy beyond the imaginations of any previous generation. This wealth has brought with it an abundance of temptations. Americans from every walk of life gobble up every available distraction and luxury with the easy and unlimited credit available to virtually everyone. Debt, drink, drugs, gambling, lotteries, and sex all happen without much restraint or rebuke. And everyone, from the rich and prominent to the middle class and obscure poor, are subject to the abuse of these vices. Isaiah the prophet lamented Israel's excesses. He said, quote, "Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot even to the head there is no soundness in it." That's from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. Our celebrity-obsessed society focuses more on sound bites and media saturation, talk and vanity. This is what people are interested in, and is what drives much of what passes for news and entertainment in our media. We're more interested in the sad death of a blonde woman who contributed virtually nothing of lasting value to society than we are those men and women who put their lives on the line every day in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is the sad reality of our popular culture. American religion and most of its leaders have been transformed by a culture that cannot recognize and resist sin. Rather than transforming a people with the gospel of the kingdom of God, religion, the church, and those who believe have been transformed by a culture closer to that of Sodom and Gomorrah. Our political leaders are out of touch with those they represent. What they say, regardless of party, is basically the same. They may talk conservative and champion values, but most likely they are libertine. Both religion and politics have failed to teach the moral law of God that can bring justice, peace, and a stable world. The world is changing and careening rapidly toward a time of crisis. The one solution is to turn to the way that has been abandoned, the way of God. It is time to turn to the laws and teaching of the kingdom of God. It is the solution that will work. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.